Welcome back to Lehigh Valley Discourse on WDIY. I'm your host this evening, Pamela Varconi, and I am thrilled to have back with me both of my guests, Diane Whitry, music director and conductor of the Allentown Symphony Orchestra, and Dr. Stephanie Alexa, the past president and one of the founders of the Lehigh Valley Angel Investment Network. And we are going to wrap up this program for the next 15 minutes or so, talking about the importance of women in history and women to us. And we had a fascinating conversation during the break about how we must not leave the men out of this discussion. It really is a partnership. And men certainly have an important role to play in success all around. So, Diane, let's come back to you. Role models, mentors, important people in your life.
Well, you know, it's interesting because as I was growing up, most of the conductors I worked with were men. And the field hadn't broken open at that point, but I think I grew up at just the right time period. And sometimes timing is everything with a business. It's knowing when to move on something. And if I had come into the field even 5 years earlier, I don't think the opportunities would have been available to me. I was very lucky because there were enough trailblazers ahead of me that people were not totally shocked to see a woman on the podium. Even today, occasionally, I will have someone come up to me at a concert and say, you know, you're the first woman I've ever seen conducting an orchestra. And that always
You were the first woman I'd ever seen conducting an orchestra.
And it always completely surprises me because I don't think about it at all. But the world is changing. And so there were, you know, Sarah Caldwell was doing some stuff in Boston, Catherine Comey. There were a few people that I could look up to. But I think I'm so grateful that Joanne Folletta was ahead of me. She's the conductor of the Buffalo Symphony and also the Virginia Symphony. And then, of course, Maren Alsop with Baltimore Symphony has really trailblazed just enough ahead of me that I'm sort of like riding the wave right behind them. And it just makes it a little bit easier that but my husband says, yeah, you're a pioneer. And I never think of myself as that. I just do what I love.
Well, sometimes following your passion is the very best strategy. And Stephanie, what about you? Do you have a mentor, people who have made differences along the way?
Well, it was interesting going to a college, which at the time was an all-women's college.
There aren't many of those left anymore.
There are very few left. And I do believe that they had an important role, especially at that time in history, because we were taught you can do anything you want. There are no boundaries. There are hurdles, but you can overcome those hurdles. You can be what you want to be. And I think that message helped to propel me into becoming a scientist, because it was fairly unusual back then for a woman to become a scientist. But it was an attitude that I just carried through and almost forgot that I was the only woman in the department.
And when you graduated from college and then went on to Temple, as you have told us before, and then taught at Temple for a while, and then when you started to get into the private sector, you were still in the field of science. Did you find any resistance to a woman in that field?
Yeah, there was definitely resistance to women in the field at the time. It was hard to break through to a senior management position.
Yes, because you have worked in several Fortune 100 companies.
Yes, it was, you know, definitely a glass ceiling in big corporations. And I think that was also one of the reasons why I decided to move out and to do it on my own. Mm-hmm. Because if you're running a small business, your customers don't care if you're a man, a woman, or, you know, if your hair is green. They simply want the best product for the best price.
Mm-hmm. You avoid a lot of the politics. When you talk to women who are successful entrepreneurs, and we won't put a dollar value on that, but they're making it as an entrepreneur, you find out that a lot of them took this kind of lateral sideways move out of the corporate structure to start their own business because they just simply were just tired of banging their head against that ceiling. I think that's really important for our audience to hear tonight, that you can still make it. But for those who want to stay within the corporate structure, for those who want to kind of come up through the ranks, I think it's important to know that it's not necessarily the girls against the boys, that game we used to play in fourth grade sometimes, or sixth grade. It's important, I think, for women to know that men can be wonderful mentors, men can be wonderful partners, and men can be very helpful to us on the way up. And on that note, we will go to our next phone call.